It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Thank you for joining me once again for It's a Good Life. You know, we've studied so much in the book of Ephesians. By the way, we're in Ephesians chapter 5. If you would get your Bible and have it open and be ready as I read. Read along with me. Now, we've seen so much in the book of Ephesians. And we've seen how that we are to live. We've been given warnings, and we're looking at some of those warnings as we study chapter 5. And we've seen how that God loves us so much that He wants us to have the things that He has for us. So many times we do not take advantage of the things God has for us. And I'm not talking about taking advantage of God. I'm talking about taking advantage of those things that He's given us that we can use as saved people. And for that person who is not saved, who's listening right now, He has something for you. He has eternal life for you if you will simply listen to Him and accept His Son, Jesus Christ, as Lord and Savior. He wants to save you. He wants you to go to heaven. And I want you to go to heaven as well, because I want to see you one day. Well, you know, as we study Ephesians chapter 5, we've seen many things. And the last time that we looked into the Word of God, Ephesians chapter 5, we saw how that Christ had told the apostles that He was going to go away. And if He did not go away, then the Holy Spirit could not come. And this all works in with the book of Ephesians, as we read verse 10. And when we look at that verse, and I want to read that verse again, where it says, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Well, the way we prove what is acceptable unto the Lord is by listening to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is all righteous. He's all truth, according to the book of Ephesians. He's all truth. He's the one we need to listen to. He's the one who's going to guide us into all truth. And Jesus told the people around Him at that time when He was on this earth, He said, if I don't go away, then the Holy Spirit cannot come. The Comforter will not come. And He said that the Holy Spirit was going to lead people into all truth, that He was going to guide people in the things of God. And I believe that one of the ways He guides us, first of all, is letting people know how to go to heaven, that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But you know, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. There is no other way to go to heaven. Well, Jesus said if He didn't go back to heaven, that the Holy Spirit could not come. Well, we've read about this in Acts chapter 1, verses 9 through 11, how that Jesus did go into heaven. There were witnesses that day who saw Him go up. And because He went to heaven, then we know that the Holy Spirit did come. And on the day of Pentecost, the Bible says when it was fully come, in Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, that they were all, these are all the people in that upper room, they were all with one accord in one place. Would to God that more churches would be in one accord, in one place. In other words, be in their place when the doors of the church opens. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25 that we're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, but we are to gather ourselves together as God's people to listen, to learn, to watch how that God works in and through His people. Now we see that on the day of Pentecost, they were with one accord and they had all things common, we keep reading in the book of Acts. And suddenly, the Bible says, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And remember, Jesus said if He went back, He was going to send the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Verse 3 says, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with what? The Holy Ghost. This is whom Jesus said was going to come when He went back to heaven. And they began to speak with other tongues, other languages, other words that people could understand about Jesus Christ. How did they do this? As the Spirit gave them utterance. The Spirit made it possible for those people. And you keep reading in the book of Acts, and you see that there were people from every nation gathered together on the day of Pentecost. They spoke different languages, and how that God gave these apostles and these witnesses, these disciples of Jesus Christ, God gave them through the Holy Spirit the ability to speak other languages so that everyone could hear in his own tongue, in his own language, the plan of salvation and who Jesus really is and really was and he is today and how that he can save anyone. Well, Christ said the Holy Spirit would teach us, and that saved people. And once again, I believe he teaches unsaved people to get saved. But he teaches us, saved people, all things, according to John 14:26. I believe by all things, Christ was speaking of and are the speaking about the things concerning him. God the Father, I spoke of this last time, the Holy Ghost, the Scriptures, he tells us about these things. Bible study, worship, music, church leadership, salvation, Christian living, and so forth. And you see that not only does the Holy Spirit teach us, he also brings things to our remembrance. And we find that in John 14:26. And he brings things to our remembrance. And I've said this before, how that, you know, some people have problems with memorizing Scripture. And let's face it, that takes work. But we need to work at it. We need to do the best we can to memorize the Scripture, the Word of God. Hide it in our heart. And I found this out, that the more I read the Scripture, the more I understand, and of course, the more I retain. Now, whether I'm memorizing it or not, I've found that when I'm presenting the Word of God, and when I'm asked a question or I'm presenting the Word of God, that God brings things back to my remembrance, the things that He wants me to know from His Word. Well, you know, that's what the Holy Spirit does. Not only does the Holy Spirit teach us, He brings things to our remembrance. And I believe the greatest thing that He brings to our remembrance is the Word of God. And this is concerning what Jesus had said. Jesus tells us the way of life. He tells us the things of life. He tells us what to avoid. He tells us the things to do in our Christian life. And you see, where can we find what Jesus has said for us to do in the things of life? What Jesus has said, of course, is found in the Holy Bible, God's Word, the King James Bible. I believe the King James is the inspired Word of God, and we need to look at it. We need to read it, and we do need to hide it in our hearts, but read it more and more and more, and God will bring things to your remembrance by the Holy Spirit as you're talking to other individuals or as you're using it in your Bible study. He'll recall verses to your memory. Well, so the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father has sent, according to Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, he proves what is acceptable unto the Lord, according to Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 10. And again, we see that we as saved people do not prove the things of God. The Holy Spirit does. Now, sometimes we get in our minds that we have to be a great orator in order to present God, in order to tell people about Jesus Christ. Well, you know, one of the first things that happened to me after I had received Jesus Christ as Savior, God spoke to my heart, and I wanted to share the Word of God with other individuals. I wanted to share Jesus. And as I was knocking on the door one day, a fella came out. And he was talking to me, and he said, you know, I'm glad you're here because, now remember, I hadn't been saved very long. He came out and he said, I'm glad you're here because I've been given a great chore. And I said, well, what is that? He said, in my church, I've been asked to introduce Jesus Christ. Well, what a great opportunity it was for me to share with him Jesus Christ. He evidently didn't know who he was. He had been given the opportunity to present Jesus Christ, and he didn't know how to do it. Well, I shared with him the most beautiful love story that was ever told to any mortal man, how that Jesus Christ came into this world, how that he was born of a virgin. He died on the, and I'm going to skip over some of this, how that he was crucified, buried, and resurrected, and he's alive today. He shed his blood for us on the cross of Calvary. I got to share those things with this man, And now this man, he never made a profession of faith that day, but I pray to God that one day I'll see him in heaven, because I did present the plan of salvation to him. And I pray that he was able to do that with the people he was going to present Jesus Christ to. I pray that you know him as your Savior today, because he wants you to know him, and he wants to see you in heaven one day. Well, sometimes when we think that we're God's gift to the human race, we find out that we're not so smart after all. That we, when we get to this area in our lives and we start thinking that, then God says, wait a minute, you know, you need to back up a little bit, because I'm not going to save people because of what you say. I'm going to save people because of what I've said in my word. We don't have to be great orators or great speech writers or give great speeches in order to see people saved. In fact, Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 4, he said, "In my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power." The Holy Spirit, he leads us. He guides us. He gives us the power to do what God wants us to do. And when we stand before people, or when we stand before one person and share Jesus with this lost and dying world, we don't have to depend upon great words, fancy words, and being great orators, because God does the work. What we need to do is to present Jesus Christ. We need to present Jesus through God's Word, and let God's Word do the work. Sometimes we get in our minds and our hearts that we're the ones who's going to save people. But the Bible teaches us that we're saving no one. We're not going to save anyone. It's Jesus Christ that does the work. He's the one who saves. We're just vessels that present Jesus Christ to the people of this world. And may I say this, that we are not only privileged to be able to give Jesus Christ and share Jesus Christ and the things of God with the unsaved people, but you and I who have been saved for a while, you and I who have been in the Word, we can share what we have discovered in the Word of God to other Christians who maybe they've just been saved, and we can help that young convert to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. But remember, it's still God who does the work. It's God through His Word that helps that young Christian to grow in His grace and in His knowledge. The Bible says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We give out the Word of God, and God does the rest. He's the one who gives the increase. We give no increase. It's God who gives the increase. And if more churches, the people of God, would listen to His voice, we would see more and more people saved, coming to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And I believe this world that we live in, if we were doing our jobs the way we're supposed to, we would see more and more people saved, and this world would be just a little different than what it is. And when I think of this world, I want to think of my country, the United States of America, as people who are following God, people who have been saved, people who are listening to the voice of God. I pray that you're one of those people who know Jesus as Savior, and I pray that you're one of those Christians who are following the precepts of God, and you're serving Him, and you're doing what He wants you to do. May God bless you until the next time, and I'm praying for you that God will use you for His honor and His glory.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.